Strings offers an available for hire network of vetted professionals who specialize in serving women. When you have a life event that has suddenly made money a priority, you can now move forward with a whole new confidence that you're getting advice and services from savvy professionals who are uniquely equipped to serve your needs. Go to pursestrings.co and use our directory of handpicked financial professionals when you're ready to plan for retirement, navigate divorce, buy your next home, fire up your new business, and more. Go to pursestrings.co or check the link in the show notes. Now you can be financially fearless.
Thank you, fearless listeners, and go you for hitting play. Please like and subscribe as it helps us grow. Also, share with your friends as we have to keep talking about this shit. Now let's dive in.
Coming up on today's edition of Women and Money, the shit we don't talk about, our guest is one of our own Purse Strings approved professionals, financial coach Linda Lingo.
Linda is a financial coach helping women with budgeting, investing, and post-divorce matters.
Sometimes when women just don't know where to start, we often suggest that they start with a financial coach. And you will learn why in this session.
Let's dive in.
Gloria Steinem once said, "We will never solve the feminization of power until we solve the masculinity of wealth." Barbara Provost and Maggie Nielsen are the team at Purse Strings that will help you navigate the ins and outs of financial independence so that you can be financially fearless. This is Women and Money, the shit we don't talk about.
Hey, Linda, so great to see you and glad you're here. Take a minute to introduce yourself to our listeners.
Good morning, ladies. Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate this opportunity. And just, I'll put a plug in for Purse Strings. I love Purse Strings. I love Barb and Maggie and what they're doing and offering to all you beautiful women out there who are not necessarily struggling, although you may be, but want to learn more about finances, about money, and how to make yourself more financially wealthy. You know, that's what it's all about. So I'm Linda Lingo. I am a retired financial advisor, a CPA. I have had corporate positions, corporate controller positions, worked for Fortune 500 companies, and pivoted from all of that into a financial coach. And we'll go into a little bit more why that happened. But I am right now, I am a divorcee, and I am a mother of two wonderful children and a grandmother to three. Of course, they're terribly bright, or wonderfully bright. It's terribly bright, doesn't sound very good. But anyway, wonderfully bright grandchildren. And I'm loving my life and just living every day to the fullest. So that's me, Linda Lingo.
I love that, Linda. I'm so glad you're kind of like the idol of how we want all women to live out their lives. So tell us a little bit about why you became a financial coach.
Yeah, so it actually started when I became a financial advisor. I believe that we are and should have a diverse number or several careers. I could not ever just stay in one career for more than 10 years. That was kind of my max. But anyway, at 49, I had a meeting with my financial advisor. It was my annual checkup with my financial advisor. I'm a CPA. I have an MBA in finance, been doing numbers my entire life. I had a couple questions about my statement. So I went in prepared. I had my questions. We, you know, greeted each other, sat down. Of course, now keep in mind, I want to paint the picture. This is a male financial advisor, of course. And the office is very male. It's like dark mahogany, huge desk. You know, we're sitting across from each other. He's in his big chair. And, you know, sits down and anyway, I spread out my papers. I start asking my questions and he couldn't answer my question. I thought, okay, well, it must be me. I must be asking the wrong question or I must be using, you know, I must not be phrasing it correctly.
Yeah. Why do we always think it's us? Crazy.
But we do. We default, don't we? And so I asked it another way. And I mean, we'd been having a conversation. So it wasn't like we started out this way, but I would say this was like 15, 20 minutes into the conversation. And he was getting really frustrated with me. And he finally leans over. So this leans over, and my hand, you know, the papers are spread out. I have my hands on them, you know, and I'm trying to take notes and stuff. And he puts his hand on my arm and he goes, honey, now he's younger than I am. Honey, as long as you do what I tell you to do, you will be just fine. And I'm thinking, well, I thought a lot of thoughts, which I won't verbalize right now, but I was so appalled. And I mean, my skin still crawls when I think about that day, that meeting. And so I, thank you very much. I appreciate your reassurance, and I'm gathering up my papers, because as far as I'm concerned, that's the end of the conversation.
I love, as women, how we say thank you for that still.
We still were like, oh, it's very nice, and thank you for that. I know I'm going to leave you, but right now I'm going to be nice to your face.
Oh, Maggie, you are so spot on. So I did. So I shook his hand and I walked out, and I thought, you will never see me again, buddy. And not only that, but if you treat me like this, and I know numbers and I know questions to ask about my retirement account and investments, it was about investments, then how do you treat other women who come in here and really don't have a clue and really are just, they're really advocating to their financial advisor? And well, I don't do that. So anyway, I went home and I thought, I can be a better financial advisor, number one. I researched how to become a financial advisor, took all the tests. I mean, it's not quite, but it's almost like taking a CPA test all over again, which was horrendous. But I passed the 66, the 70, I mean, I could, the 77, the 7, I mean, the 7, the 63, I could do everything. I could sell stocks, bonds, mutual funds, insurance products, you name it. And so I went to work building my practice as a financial advisor in the fall of 2007.
Uh-oh. Yikes. Not a good starting time.
Oh my gosh. But I did it. I built my practice because women trusted me. They knew that I would not sell them anything that I wouldn't buy myself. And not only that, but that I had their best interest at heart. And I wanted them to understand what they were doing before they made a decision. And so I was a financial advisor for 10 years. I loved it. I built a great practice. And but this is what I found out. So I know this is a long answer to your short question, but
no, I love this story.
Women want education. They want to understand what they're doing before they make a financial decision. Well, back in the day, and I think it's still fairly true, most, I won't say all, most financial advisors don't get paid to educate. They get paid to do the investing. So take the money and put it in appropriate investments and do some financial planning, sell life insurance, and help clients protect, you know, what they've accumulated. But educating takes time, effort, and energy. And that's why I decided to pivot and leave financial advising, leave the investing, and focus on the education and really helping women. You know, you don't know what you don't know. And so that was really my passion, is to help women embrace their financial power so they can change the world. I think it's up to us women, and I do believe we can change the world for the better. So the way I do it is I help women make money their best friend. And your best friend is somebody you want to have with you. And the way you do that is by understanding them, by knowing them. Now, it doesn't start out that way, but that's when we're done, when I'm done coaching them, that's how they leave, having a great relationship with their money.
I love that idea of like your money being your best friend, because it is, hopefully.
And I've heard it's talked about as a form of self-care. Mm-hmm. Really understanding your money is really a form of self-care, which I love that reframe, because so often, sometimes money can have a very negative emotion, and we want to reframe it as to something that can be very positive, that you can be in control of, that you can be empowered by.
I think that's a wonderful point, Barbara. And to that point, that's what we call money mindset. And as a financial advisor, most financial advisors aren't trained or are not aware of that whole aspect of our relationship to money. It's, I call it, they're very much the IQ of money. So it's the intelligent, you know, the spreadsheet, you have to understand where your money's going. You got to have a spreadsheet, track your expenses or the investing part of it, or what's your return, or, yeah, that's the IQ of part of it, which is great. We need to get there. But I am a firm believer and a holistic coach in that you really need to know the EQ, the emotional part of the money, before you can move to the IQ part of it. Because if you don't understand your relationship with money, if you don't understand any money blocks, I mean, I've coached many women through money ceilings. You know, they'll reach that 100,000 mark of making income and they just can't push through it. Well, guess what? That's a money block. That's a ceiling we've put mentally on ourselves. We're not worthy of earning more. And so working with women on the emotional part of money is really the foundation. And then we can move into the IQ, the spreadsheets and all that great stuff. So that's how I work with women. But they don't always know that's what they need when they come to see me.
Well, and it's so interesting because we talk about, you know, how it's an investment in yourself, you know, paying for a coach like this, and people sometimes can't justify it. But hey, if you help someone get an extra $50,000 a year, every year, that's worth a couple hours of coaching to me. I mean, that pays for itself. No problem.
Absolutely. I love dealing or coaching solopreneurs. And so many solopreneurs are therapists, life coaches, health and wellness coaches, because they understand the value of coaching. And I was working with one young lady, and she came to me because she wanted to reduce her taxes. You know, she was preparing her taxes, like, oh my gosh, I owe all this in taxes. How, you know, what can I do to reduce my taxes? That was her immediate, you know, want, was to take care of that, which I did. I helped her work through that. And so I did an ROI for her on that. So she saved $5,000 in taxes, and she opened up her SEP IRA. She opened up a SEP IRA, and she was able to contribute $10,000 to that. So if she did nothing else for the next 25 years, because that's how long she had for it to grow, at just a 7% return, which is less than the average stock market return of 10, but just at 7%, she would have gotten an annualized return of 9%. But over that period of time, she actually, that $15,000, I said 10, I meant $15,000 that she was able to put in her retirement account grew. And she would have had over $50,000 just from that one investment. So an 800% return, you know, plus. So all that to say is I don't exchange my time for money. I show them, you know, what the ROI is going to be, what the return on their investment is going to be, and why. Why they self-care, why they should be investing in themselves. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's such a powerful story. And the number one regret through surveys that women have said is that women wish they would have started investing sooner. That's what women, that's one of their number one regrets. And that's because, you know, it's hard to make up that time when you're investing. And so we always say just a little bit every day or every paycheck or whatever it takes just to invest in yourself in that way. And also working with an expert like yourself, Linda, who is going to teach them strategies and tactics to really grow their money, is a pittance when they work with you versus what they're going to earn and how their money is going to grow. So that's right. A powerful story.
Yeah. And I mean, I work with younger people in their 20s too. I mean, my daughter is 23. I started her on a Roth IRA last year. $100 a month is what she's putting in there, which isn't the max at all. But if she continues that until she's age 65, she'll have well over $500,000. And that's just in, you know, her Roth IRA. That doesn't include any 401ks or anything else that she may be able to take advantage of down the road when she's, you know, fully employed. So a little bit, taking consistent steps, a little bit at a time, it adds up. And it doesn't have to be difficult either. You know, a lot of my clients say, teach me about investing, which I do. I mean, I love educating them on stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, index funds, you know, the list goes on. Right now, the big thing is ESG funds, which I totally love. But it doesn't have to be complicated.
You and me both. Love it.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be complicated. And that's what I want women to know is you can do something as simple as, and, you know, I'm not making this as a recommendation, but it can be simple, like investing in the S&P 500 index. You know, it, and I always say, keep it low cost. You don't need to be spending over 1% in fees for any investing that you're doing. And those index funds are, you know, a Vanguard index fund is like less than 0.10. I mean, it's less than, you know, 0.10% on the dollar. So, you know, it, you can do, make it simple and low cost. And that is how you'll get your best return. And it, like I said, it doesn't have to be complicated at all.
What are some women coming to you for? Like when you have your first intake, what do you find? Is there any kind of theme, or is there any kind of, you know, change in a woman's life where all of a sudden they're reaching out to you? Share a little bit about the women that you work with.
Thank you. Yeah. So typically women, I tend to work with women in their 40s and 50s generally, and they've usually experienced what I call a life event. That could be anything from they're changing jobs. So a change in their job or career, they're empty nesters. And I also coach a lot of women going through divorce. I experienced a divorce. I totally understand what they're going through. And so they're usually looking, for many of them, it's the first time that they've been able to do true self-care, that they've been able to really focus on themselves. Now, coming out of a divorce, that's, you know, not always maybe the best way to do it. But, you know, if that's what it takes, you know, or being empty nesters a lot, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, I don't have the kids that I'm running here and there. You know, I can really focus on what maybe I want my retirement to look like. And so that's typically, they're usually going through some type of a life transition or event, and they want a better understanding of, you know, where are they? And I work with them on their goals. I go deeper than that because I believe your goals are worthless really if they're not based on your values. And so we dig deep into what their values are, you know, what they really want their life to look like. I'm a firm believer of, you know, dreaming, you know, don't just take what's in front of you, but let's dream. What do you want your life to look like? Did I think my life was going to look like this 20 years ago? Hell no. You know, but, you know, coming through a divorce, it was the worst time and it was the best time. It was the worst time when I had to write a six-figure check because I had worked, I had saved, I had my 401k, I had our retirement all planned out. And I'm, you know, a true confession, I think part of the reason I stayed in the divorce as long as I did was because of the finances. I knew what we had. I knew what kind of a lifestyle we were going to have. But I couldn't think of myself. I couldn't imagine myself in retirement with that person any longer than what we were already. And I was married 40 years. It was a long marriage, but.
Wow. That's a long marriage, 40 years.
It was, but I think it was the money that kept me in there. But anyway, but it was the best thing that ever happened because it set me free. Mm-hmm. I could finally do. I finally got to know who Linda was.
That's awesome.
And dream about the life I want and, you know, do fun things like traveling and working remotely and enjoying my grandkids. And so it was also the best thing that ever happened to me. And so I try to help other women see that too. You know, there's nothing worse than being stuck in victimhood. Mm-hmm. And it's easy to do. And I was there for a while. But moving through it, you know, recognizing your emotions and your feelings, understanding where they're coming from, and then moving through it and seeing that there is light at the end of the tunnel, that there can be a good life, a better life, the life that you dream of. And so I do help women work through that and then define their values, because your values can change. You know, what your values in your 20s are not your same values in your 60s. And so working through that, because I believe your goals have to be based on your values. I'm actually doing a workshop on this in January. It's called Ditch New Year's Resolutions for Lifestyle Changes That Stick.
That's perfect. Yeah, because like you say, you know, your values, your goals change. And, you know, I myself have gone through divorce, and as difficult as it is, like you said, it's very freeing. You give up a lot, but you get a lot. And you realize, hey, I only have one life to live. I need to live it in a way that makes me happy and joyous and respected and all of those things that we all need. So, yeah, coming through it and having a coach like you in your hip pocket would be super cool.
Yeah, exactly. So I help them through that. I've definitely helped widows, same but different situation. You know, they're losing someone, so it's both, it's grief, but working through that. And then, like I said, solopreneurs and women in middle and upper management who typically are going through a career change, and they're like, oh, I got this 401k, never really paid attention to it, just I've been putting some money in it, don't know what to do with it. So once again, that's a change that they're going through, and they need somebody to help them navigate that. And then navigating that, they understand, oh, they have to do a deeper dive. I think I like solopreneurs because, well, I think it's a CPA that kind of comes out of me. It's like, you know, I help them look at their P&L, because so many times, you know, they're good at what they do, but not necessarily how the numbers fall out. A lot of times they don't realize some of the tax deductions they could be taking, saving even more in taxes. And obviously retirement planning for me is a huge thing because, you know, you kind of touched on it, Barbara. You know, one of women's biggest regrets is not investing earlier. But the reason we also have this catch up, we need to catch up, if there's such a thing, is look at the breaks we take. You know, where many of us are stay-at-home moms for a certain period of time, and then we go into the workforce, and then we might pull back for some reason. Or I have several clients who are taking care of their parents and their grandkids, you know, and so we're called the sandwich generation right now. And so, you know, working with that, you know, so we take these breaks and we don't have income. And so our 401ks, I don't remember the exact number, but it's like half of what a typical man's 401k balance is. So yes, we do have to understand that we do need to, we need to take this into our own hands and not abdicate it to somebody else, whether that's our spouse, whether it's our financial advisor, and really be willing to learn. And it's not overwhelming. That's the other thing I hear. Oh, it's overwhelming. I'm not good with money. And my advice to women is you don't have to be an expert, but you do have to be willing to learn. And one easy way to do it is to spend 5 to 10 minutes a day listening to anything about money, like this podcast. I love this one because of the diverse topics that you guys address. There's a lot of podcasts out. If you're going for a walk, put on your headphones, listen to a podcast or read something, whether it's the Wall Street Journal, whether it's, you know, even a book. There's so many books out there. I mean, just take 5 to 10 minutes. It doesn't have to be an hour out of your day. But if you just take 5 to 10 minutes every day just to start picking up on the lingo and understanding it a little bit better, it will start to resonate with you, and you will start hearing topics and words and just get more familiar with it. And that's a great way to start.
That's a great piece of advice, because it is all about just getting started and jumping in. And we're not asking you to be a certified financial professional. We just want you to figure out your money just to have, you know, that beautiful future that you want for yourself, for your family, for your loved ones. You know, just jump in and be that best person you can be.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the women's biggest fear is running out of money.
The bag lady syndrome.
Yes. Yes. And if you don't plan, you'll never know what kind of a lifestyle you can afford. and you know how you have to adjust your lifestyle, you know, and there's no one size fits all. We're all individuals, and we all have different ways of how we want our life to be, how we want to spend our money. But another tip that I give my clients is have an accountability partner. You know, coaching, having a coach is an accountability partner, but you know, I mean, you can have a friend. And you know, women don't talk about sex and money. And I always say, I'll leave the sex to somebody else, but the money I'll take on. And so, you know, have an accountability of partner. You are 66%, at least 66% more likely to achieve your goals if you have an accountability partner. So even accountability as far as committing 10 minutes a day to listening to something financial, you know, it can be as easy as that.
Can you share a success story or two of the women that you've coached?
Love to. So I had one gal come to me. She was in her, I think she had just turned 40, gone through a divorce, solopreneur, and needed basic coaching on, you know, what her finances were, you know, how she could put together a budget. I actually hate the word budget, by the way. It just makes me cringe.
I know. It's many like, people, you know, feel diet. The same way. Yeah, like diet.
They're just nasty words. So when I coach, I call it intentional money spending and saving plan. So we worked through her money. She just needed to know where she was at, what her finances were, and she was a solopreneur. So she had a business P&L. She didn't understand the numbers, didn't know what was what. And I mean, so I worked with her for 6 months. And we started with her business P&L because that's where she wanted to start. It was going to be tax time. And same thing, I was able to help her save money on her taxes. We started a retirement plan for herself. And then we worked back. But we, you know, we took care of what had to be done right away, which was that part. And then we went back to the emotional part. And that was, you know, understanding her values and her money blocks. Because coming out of a divorce, you know, it can be kind of traumatic. So we worked through that. And then set up her intentional money spending and saving plan. And that was one of the things she really wanted to do. She wanted to do a 2 week, a nice, not extravagant, but nice 2 week vacation in the summer. And so I was able to help her set up that savings account. She was able to go to Europe last year and enjoy her 2 weeks without any fear or trepidation of, oh my gosh, you know, I'm not generating income these 2 weeks. You know, are the bills going to get paid? That kind of thing. She had it all set up. She enjoyed it. She was able to let it go and really go enjoy those 2 weeks that she had saved for. She had everything. She had a savings account for what I call, you know, your irregular income when you're self-employed, because you don't, you know, those peaks and valleys, they happen.
Yeah.
Set that up. And she, not only was there an ROI, which was, you know, more than 10% because of her retirement account, which she is now contributing to every year, but she was also peace of mind. And that's what she said, Linda. She goes, I was so anxious when I came to see you. I didn't know where to start. I didn't know what I had. I knew I was good at what I did, but I had no idea about the monies. And I just, one step at a time, we figured out where she was, where she wanted to be, and put that roadmap together and just took it step by step. And so she is one of my greatest testimonials. She goes, you know, without you, I wouldn't be in the place I am. I've got my retirement set up and my savings. And I'm very intentional about where I spend my money because I want to make sure it's what is in alignment with my values.
I love that. It's a great story. And the price of peace of mind is priceless. You can't put a worth on that. And so, yeah, again, you get that investment many times over, just having that peace of mind, enjoying your trip, and making every dollar that you earned really worth it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. Thanks, Maggie.
And so, you know, before we wrap this up here, do you have any pieces of advice, you know, how women can start helping themselves with their finances? Any like top tips that you have for us?
Well, first of all, I would say, you know, start educating yourself, like I said. So spend a few minutes every day listening to podcasts, reading something, The next tip I would say is, look at where you're spending your money. And that might not always be a fun thing to do, but you really need to get intentional with where your money is going. An exercise I take my clients through is a values exercise. If you know your values, great. Then are your goals in alignment with your values? If you don't know your values, then I would say take some time. This is a great time of year to sit down and work through your values so that you know your goals are in alignment. Or you can take my workshop January 14th. It's only 2 hours. And figure it out then. We're going to be working through that. And then, like I said, have an accountability partner really does up-level your chances of follow-through. And I would say those are the primary things just to get started.
Those are great tips. I mean, yeah, you just got to get started, get familiar with money and with your numbers, and just kind of get in there.
You know, it's how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time.
Yeah, that's perfect. Well, I think we're going to end it right here. Linda, you've given so much value. The work that you do for women is so important. We appreciate you so much and so glad you're part of our Purse Strings community. So how can people get a hold of you, Linda?
Yeah, lindalingo.com. Linda at lindalingo.com is my email. And I'm on LinkedIn and YouTube. I have a YouTube channel. So if you're more of a visual person, you can watch my videos. And I am Money Mama Mentor on Instagram. My daughter came up with that. So
perfect. We love that. And also at pursestrings.co is one of our Purse Strings approved professionals. So until next time, thank you for listening.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Purse Strings offers an available-for-hire network of vetted professionals who specialize in serving women. When you have a life event that has suddenly made money a priority, you can now move forward with a whole new confidence that you're getting advice and services from savvy professionals who are uniquely equipped to serve your needs. Go to pursestrings.co and use our directory of handpicked financial professionals when you're ready to plan for retirement, navigate divorce, buy your next home, fire up your new business, and more. Go to pursestrings.co or check the link in the show notes. Now you can be financially fearless.